from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Attorney General recuses himself. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is recusing himself from any current or future investigations into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. VOA's Elizabeth Chernoff reports.
After just 3 weeks in office, Attorney General Jeff Sessions faced the media amid a growing controversy over his potential conflicts of interest.
I have now decided to recuse myself from any existing or future investigations of any matter relating in any way to the campaigns for President of the United States.
The Attorney General is facing new scrutiny amid reports that he met with Sergei Kislyak, Russia's ambassador to the U.S., last year, but failed to disclose those meetings during his confirmation hearings back in January. Sessions, who was one of President Trump's earliest supporters, forcefully denied allegations that he made false statements while testifying before the Senate. Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News, Washington.
In the meantime, what's the Russian take on the controversy? Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov appeared before reporters today in Moscow. He said, "I can only refer to a quote that was circulated today in the mass media. This strongly resembles a witch hunt or the times of McCarthyism, which we thought were long over in the United States." Floods in southern and southwestern Zimbabwe have killed 246 people and left nearly 2,000 people homeless since December. Zimbabwe was just beginning to emerge from two seasons of drought that decimated recent harvests when the flood struck. Also, the United Nations Children's Fund said last year that Zimbabwe was facing its worst child malnutrition rate in 15 years. This is VOA News. Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man today who's been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Ahmad Zahid Hamidi is the Malaysian deputy prime minister.
This person is going to be escorted by two officials from North Korean embassy to Beijing, and from Beijing he will fly to Pyongyang.
45-year-old Ri Jong Chol has been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack on Kim at Kuala Lumpur Airport. Yemeni officials and witnesses say the U.S. military has launched airstrikes on suspected al-Qaeda targets in southern Yemen for a second straight day. Yemeni officials say the home of an al-Qaeda leader was one of the targets in the pre-dawn attack Friday in Wadi Yashbam in Shabwe province. Attacks were also carried out in neighboring Abyan province. Local residents say there are likely civilian casualties. President Trump promised to boost defense spending when he visited a Virginia shipyard to tour the most expensive warship ever built. He also had some fun when presented with a hat and jacket by the officials on board.
"You know, they just gave me this beautiful jacket. They said, 'Here, Mr. President, please take this home.' I said, 'Let me wear it.' And then they gave me the beautiful hat. And I said, 'You know, maybe I'll do that. We have a great Make America Great Again hat, but I say, this is a special day we're wearing this, right?'"
So the president used the high-profile event to showcase the budget pledge he made this week to dramatically boost defense spending. "We're in the midst of a mobile high-tech revolution that promises to change the way we live our lives. Latest innovations are on show this week at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona." Henry Ridgewell has this.
"Mobile technology has changed our lives, but there's a lot more to come yet, say industry insiders at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain. U.S. giants AT&T and General Electric have come up with smart street lamps with cameras, sensors and microphones connected to 4G mobile networks. Over 3,000 are being installed in San Diego, California, and will be used for traffic analysis. But the makers have bigger ambitions, says AT&T product manager Trey Winter.
"You're going to be able to detect smart parking solutions, gunshot detection inside of a city infrastructure."
A recent report by consultants McKinsey predicted that by 2025, half of sub-Saharan Africa's billion-strong population will have internet access. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.